So I saw quite a lot of patients. I wouldn't say I was hard done by, but because you've got the freedom to design your own day, to design your own workload, you can plan routes with domiciliary visits that make sense, rather than have somebody plan a route for you where you're going to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. You can plan a logical route. So being in control to a certain extent makes your life easier.
We're talking about late 1970s, early 1980s. What kind of state were their feet in?
I was seeing a mixed number of patients. So not all my patients would be diabetic. I'd be seeing the general population. A lot of the very elderly population have quite a lot of deformity. It's quite surprising. It would be interesting to have a documentary on just how bad some people's feet are. I don't think the general public realise that some of their mothers, their grandmothers, their feet are quite deformed. They're in a lot of pain walking around. And just how valuable chiropody podiatry is to keep people mobile. The diabetic patients often would come in as an emergency, where they weren't receiving treatment, and then a big problem would arise, and often they would be treated but would have to be admitted into hospital. And looking back to then, you would see cases of gas gangrene, which we don't often see that much in 2007.
Did you get any impression of what the care had been like for their feet before you arrived?
Well, previous to me starting work in 1979, the NHS used to employ private podiatrists to provide care and pay the private podiatrists. And it's ironic that in the year 2007, it looks as though we've come full circle and that private, not just podiatry, but private medicine as a whole as being regarded by the government as the way forward. So that's full circle in 30 years or so.
Did the patients talk about what care they'd received previously?
Yes, it was mixed. To a certain extent, care was very simple. It was just removing corn and callus, patching up ulcers. There wasn't much in the way of advanced offloading because it just didn't exist at that time.